producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. This is the Corlin Economics Report. Got a great show for you. We're going to be talking primarily about economic issues, both domestically and internationally. We're going to start out right now with a pretty well-known individual, Craig Hampke. Craig has one of the more popular newsletters out there dealing with both the conventional markets and the precious metals market. It's called the TF Metals Report. Craig, we're going to have you hang around for the first two segments, so if you don't mind, let's start out talking about the conventional markets. Now, in an article that you wrote that was penned and published on December 1st, you said, quote, "In early September, we noted the end of this current bull market in stocks by the appearance of a death candle on the monthly chart. In early October, we anticipated a rally would be marked by a green candle of hope, and now it's early December. What do you suppose comes next?" Mr. Hampke, what comes next?
Well, thank you, Al, and thank you, Corey. It is really always a pleasure to be on with you, and I'm glad we're talking about this because I would imagine most of everybody listening to us has at least some exposure to the stock market, and they saw their, you know, what was the old joke about the 401k becoming a 201k, right? I fear that type of thing is coming again. If folks that suffered through 2008 that have seen their retirement nest egg grow back beyond where it was then, you know, the stock market's up two or three times from its lows. Now is the time to be cautious, and that's what history is telling us. That's what we wrote about with those updates, and that's what I want everybody to take a look at, especially right now as we approach the end of the year. Here it is. Yesterday the stock market was down heavily again. It's broken down below most of its moving averages, which is a warning sign. And as we noted back in August, you look at a 25-year monthly chart. So we're not just talking about, you know, what have you done for me lately. If you look at a 25-year monthly chart, the activity in August was eerily similar to what we saw in December of 2000 and January of 2008, which were also months that marked the end of bull markets. The one in 2000 ended the late 90s bull market. The activity in the end of 2007, early 2008 marked the end of that bull market. And what happened back in August, 4 months ago, was almost identical in terms of the range that the S&P had for the month and then the total negative return for the month. That caught our eye, and we thought, okay, well, if history is going to begin to repeat itself, what we should see next is a rally in the S&P that many will mistake as, oh, hey, look, you can write off what happened in August. Everything's fine. We're going to new highs. That was just a little correction. Well, that's what happened in January of 2001. That's what happened from March to May of 2008. And the rally that we saw in the S&P right now between September and November was, again, of about the same range. And again, of about the exact same percentage gain. In early 2001, the market bounced back a little more than 10%. In the spring of 2008, it bounced back 14%. And in September and November, it bounced back 12%. So all of a sudden, things really are repeating themselves. And what we wrote about, the article you referenced, we wrote this about 10 days ago, is what comes next could be a collapse, similar like to what we saw in 2001. And in 2008, where the S&P declined nearly 50%. If that were to happen again, we'd be talking about S&P 1100 instead of 2020. And that would decimate retirement accounts, that would nest eggs, whatever you want to call it. And so now is the time for people to be extremely cautious. If you've had a great run in the market here, if all of a sudden your retirement's back on track, I just urge you to not walk around with your head in the sand thinking that, oh, everything's great. And now is the time to be aware that the 2016 may be a pretty tough year, and maybe it's time to lock in some gains. Just now's just the time to be cautious.
Craig, unfortunately, when you talk about these type of moves that we've had in the markets about for the last 5 to 6 years that we've seen in the S&P after that 2008 crash, I think people get a little complacent and,
yep,
you know, people get a little overconfident thinking that they are, you know, the smartest guy out there and look at how great my portfolio has done. Just be aware of what's going on out there and make sure that you are protected, because really, when you look at what's happened this year, it looks like if the market closes where it's at right now, it's going to be a down year. And there was volatility up and down, but overall, when people look back at 2015, it does look like kind of this topping pattern from the six-year run that we have.
Yep, that's what caught my eye, is that it looks so much like 2001 and 2008. And when you mentioned complacency, Corey, I mean, isn't that where we were in the year 2000? I mean, we had pets.com or whatever it was, or I can't even remember some of the .coms that paid all those millions of dollars for Super Bowl ads. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Or if we get into 2007, everybody was complacent. All that was ever going to happen was home values were going to keep going higher. I mean, everything was wonderful, and that's where people are complacent today. They think the Fed and the other central banks will always rescue us, that they'll just keep printing money. The stock market will keep going up. And boy, that's that complacency. That's always one of those last signals that things are just about over with. Again, the only difference between now and 2000 and 2008 is that though the central banks were clearly intervening and trying to affect markets back then, particularly the Bank of Japan, which has a history of trying to manipulate their currency and try to affect markets that way. That type of intervention is nothing near what we have here in 2015. And so this all comes with a caveat. You know, maybe the central banks of the world, the Fed, the Swiss National Bank, the ECB, the Bank of Japan, maybe they all conspire to manipulate, drive things higher enough and avoid another big collapse. It's certainly a possibility. But boy, if history is your guide, if you believe sometimes that history doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but it rhymes, you've got to be aware of these stark similarities to what has happened in the past. And again, in 7 or 8 year cycles, even if you want to look at it that way. And just maybe just kind of reassess your asset allocation as we turn the corner into 2016.
So you're basically saying that the Fed is not going to be able to continue to hold the markets in check. Is that correct?
I don't know, Al. You know, it's really hard to say. This is unprecedented territory. We've never seen central bank intervention in the markets to the level that we have. So maybe it'll work. Maybe it hasn't. You know, and there may be folks out there listening to me saying, oh, this guy's some kind of kook. He thinks the central banks, you know, are in there intervening. But they are. What was QE if it wasn't central bank intervention in the bond market? What are these movements in the relationship of the dollar yen or the euro and the Swiss franc, if that isn't central bank intervention in the currency markets? People see that all the time and recognize it, but oh no, they don't intervene in the stock market at all. What? You can't cross that bridge? Seriously? So maybe central bank intervention in the equity markets will keep history from repeating itself, but I don't know. It is too stark of similarities to 2000 and 2008 that you just can't be concerned. You can't be not concerned. You can't have your head buried in the sand at this point in time. You've got to be proactive. You've got to remain alert and aware and recognize the risks that are out there.
Well, I think the other thing that is a bit different from what we've seen back in the day is that we have China also slowing. Europe's in trouble. There doesn't seem to be this bright light out there or economic beacon of hope in any country, simply because all of these countries, it sounds like, are playing this competitive game of currency devaluation and essentially trying to stay on track with all the other central banks around the world. And that's what has me concerned too, Craig. Craig, we're going to have you back on for the next episode talking a little bit more about precious metals and the COT reports. So everyone stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Craig Hampke of TF Metals. Craig, your real claim to fame among most of the people out there is you are incredibly insightful when it comes to the precious metals market, specifically gold. You are looking for some major changes based on what happened yesterday in the Commitment of Traders report, correct?
Exactly, Al. And it could be said that the reason I have a site, the reason I do what I do, is because I understand that in the paper derivative market, the futures market, the paper trading of gold and silver that takes place in New York on the COMEX is largely driven by the trading desks of the big, what we call bullion banks, whether it's J.P. Morgan, HSBC, Scotia Macata, Barclays, all these big banks. What you want to make sure you do whenever you go into this casino, which is really what it is, if you're ever going to trade paper futures, you need to be trading as best you can alongside of these banks, because as de facto market makers, they set the rules to benefit themselves. And a lot of times what we'll see is on price rallies, when price is going up and speculator money is flooding into the COMEX paper market. The last example of this was in October. These banks will issue naked short contracts. They don't have to put up the gold to do it. They just simply issue the contracts and take the other side of the trade all the way up, shorting price while the speculators are buying. Eventually, the momentum stalls. They get some news that they can use as a catalyst to drive things back down. The specs get flushed back out. The banks buy back those short positions at a profit. They get the whole thing washed out, and then the cycle repeats again. I mean, I've been watching this for 5 years at TF Metals Report. The important thing to know now is after reaching the latest extreme in this bank, what we call commercial positioning on the CFTC reports, reaching that latest extreme at the end of October, that commercial position has now come all the way down to nearly net long gold futures contracts. Now, if you go back to October, really any time in the year 2012, right before QE3 started, price was still up around $1,800 an ounce, $1,700 an ounce. The commercials, as we call them, on the gold COMEX were routinely net short anywhere between 200,000 contracts, sometimes all the way approaching 250,000 contracts net short. As of last Friday's Commitment of Traders report, those very same commercials were net short 3,000 contracts. Okay, so we're talking about a decline near here of, what, 98%? They have not been net long gold contracts since 2001. And I'm very comfortable after watching the action all week, very comfortable saying that I haven't yet seen the Commitment of Trades report for this week, but when it's released, I think we will see these commercials be net long gold contracts, futures contracts on the COMEX for the first time in 14 years. What is that telling you? Prices come all the way down from where they were an extreme net short, and now they are net long at a point when sentiment is terrible. And everything you read in the media, any kind of analysis, you know, gold's going into this thing, the triple digits. It's everything is telling you that it's going down. Everyone is trying to tell you that it's going down, when at the same time, the banks that control these paper markets are actually long for the first time in 14 years. I'm going to go on the other side of this. I'm going to side with the banks, and I think the next move is up, regardless of what the FOMC decision is next week.
Craig, why do you think when you have big money like this switch their position so much, why doesn't that move the markets at all kind of while they're doing it? How are they able to swap out, essentially, and switch sides without having a big impact?
They do have a big impact, though, Corey. Let's just use this last cycle, if you will, as a reference point. The market was driven down in the summertime. Gold, remember, there was a huge raid on the night of July the 19th. Gold got down, started making new lows. And all of the speculators that had bought over the summer were washed back out. Then as gold started to rally in September, that's because the speculators were buying again, the hedge funds, the trading funds, and the like. That demand for that paper was driving up price. If there was a fixed amount of contracts on the COMEX, price would really have rallied. But the trick that the banks have is this modern-day alchemy where they're able to print paper gold contracts from nothing and supply those freshly printed contracts into the paper market to soak up that speculator demand. Eventually, that by soaking up that demand with freshly printed paper, they can kind of cap and stall the momentum of the paper markets. And that's exactly what we saw in the back half of October. Price was pinned right underneath the 200-day moving average to keep from picking up any extra momentum to the upside. And then we got the FOMC on, I guess it was October the 28th, where all of a sudden everybody was convinced the rate hike was coming. Market price was tipped over. All of these speculator trading funds proceeded to exit, sometimes in orderly manner, sometimes a disorderly manner, back out of gold. We saw this huge drop of whatever it was, 16 days in a row, from 1180 down to 1050. And using that selling by the specs, taking the other side, was these commercials, these banks buying longs and buying back shorts. That's how the process works. And now they've moved their position to this extreme, technically extremely bullish setup. And again, that's what leaves me feeling particularly bullish for the short term.
If you look at economic fundamentals right now, the trend that you're predicting is very, very possible. I mean, number one, you look at what's going on with the U.S. dollar right now, experiencing downward momentum, for lack of better terms. Unless people see that as something that's, you know, inevitably going to change and head back up again, as some of our commentators do, that would obviously support the argument that you're going to see an increase in the price of gold. Also, you know, I'm looking at the volatility that has occurred in the conventional markets domestically here, anyway, in terms of the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, and the conventional markets right now don't give me exactly a warm and fuzzy feeling. And if I'm correct in that assumption, you know, of course gold's going to be the place to go for a certain amount of security.
Everybody's focused on the FOMC meeting next week, but Econ 101, taught in a Keynesian fashion, one of the things they'll tell you is if you plot interest rates on a curve of a maturity and rates, you should always get like a positively sloping line. That's the yield curve we talk about it, where rates on the short end are low and rates on the longer end are higher. And a positively sloping yield curve is beneficial to economic activity. It's when that yield curve gets negative or flat that traditional Keynesian analysis is, oh boy, that's going to bring on a recession. Well, that's exactly what the Fed is doing by threatening to raise rates. Here at the end of this week, the 2-year U.S. Treasury note is trading just below 1%, but the 10-year Treasury note is trading just above 2%. That's about as flat as a pancake. Mm-hmm. That is a precursor to recession. And so I think once we get past next week, the market begins instead to focus on what's going to happen next in 2016. Any rate hike is only going to be a precursor to a rate cut or even increased QE in 2016, because the economy can't stand deepening recessionary signals or a deepening recession.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with Chris Temple right now. We're talking about a subject that we spent a fair amount of time off mic chatting on last week, and that was the actual effectiveness of the Fed. Is the Fed, Federal Reserve Bank, going to have the ability and be effective enough with their abilities to prevent a stock market crash, let's say, in the relatively near future, at some point, let's say, in 2016. I feel a bit differently than Chris does on that. I feel that I think that they probably could. Chris, how do you weigh in on this one?
Well, first of all, Al, I don't disagree with that. I think that the Fed very well could keep everything in the air. They've done it for a very long time, to the consternation and the portfolio destruction of a lot of perma bears out there, who are using at best outmoded theories and facts of life to try and determine what the stock market should do. I mean, we hear from the usual suspects for years that any minute now that the Dow is going to crash to 3,000, gold's going to crash to 400, we're going to be back in the dark ages, and it just doesn't happen, and it's probably not going to. So, yes, the Fed could do that. I think the broader issue is the mechanism by which the Fed, for a lot of years now, has really forestalled any kind of major comeuppance. I mean, we have had crashes because of the nature of the markets we have, increasingly leveraged as time goes on. Look at the crises in 97 and 98. Before that, we had the stock market crash in 87, which at that time was much more of a financial event than anything to do with the broad economy. Since then, though, we've had crashes that have had more to do with the broad economy and things just getting overextended, mostly led by the NASDAQ bubble in 2000. Then we had 2008 with the consequences that we all suffered from Alan Greenspan's financial alchemy for many years before that when it came to mortgages and derivatives. and a smaller way in 2010 where Europe was concerned, as they've been doing the same thing that we do. So, yeah, as we go along from time to time, we're going to have instances where for relatively short periods of time, we see things blow up because the Fed's not going to win the day every day. But in the grand scheme of things, yes, they've kept this all going for a lot longer than anybody ever thought would happen.
They absolutely have, Chris. And I think one thing that I have an issue with some of these gloom and doomers out there is that you can find a lot of places on the Internet a lot of articles on how bad everything is and how we will be going through a crash. And you know what? If people want to read that stuff, there are some good points that are brought up in those articles, but if people are investing along those lines, they're getting hurt, and they are missing out on some pretty good opportunities out there because I think that they dig their heels in too much on one side of the argument. And the fact of the matter is, something that you brought up that I think is very astute and what people do need to pay attention to is that when we have had these crashes, the markets have come back even stronger to even higher highs. And look, if you're on the wrong side when there is that crash, then you do get hurt. But if you do stay at least somewhat informed and realize that the Fed does still have this power, and a lot of the central banks still do have this power, you do need to not just be playing one side of the coin all the time, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, I've said before that I am very opinionated, Corey, and have things that I am immovable on. When it comes to my faith, our culture, and my basic core beliefs, when it comes to the markets these days, as an investor, you cannot be a gold bug 100% of the time. You cannot be a perma bear or a perma bull. You cannot be an inflationist or a deflationist, because if you do draw that line in the sand and say, well, any information that doesn't fall on my side of the line, I'm going to throw away, you're going to get killed. I mean, look at the people, again, for the last 3 or 4 years that thought that the be-all and end-all was own mining stocks, and they had all their portfolio in it. I could tell you all day long about the horror stories of people I've talked to that come to me and say, what do I do? Well, your house is already burned down. What do you want me to do about it or advise you to do? So you have to understand that we live in a different world, whether we like it or not. We're in uncharted territory, whether we like it or not. Markets in some ways work like they're supposed to, but in other ways they don't. They've been affected. The gold bugs need to get off their kick of gold being manipulated and understand the consequences of a manipulation that makes that look like a pimple on a flea. And that is what the central banks have done with interest rates and how that has affected the markets and will continue to affect the markets. So, look, we have an environment where tomorrow we can have another 2008. There's not going to be any warning. We're not going to know about it until after the fact, if there's some black swan event. Thankfully, like some of us did in 2000 and 2008, you can see when there are extremes, which I don't think today's market matches those, but the pattern is the same. So therefore, you look at a period of overvaluation where the chance of a big correction or bear market in stocks has increased as it has now, and you invest more defensively. That doesn't mean you go 100% cash necessarily. It doesn't mean you run out and buy gold. It doesn't mean you put all your money in treasury bonds. But it means that you have an allocation that reflects, as I've called it, the new normal.
So if the Dow closes even at the end of this year from where it was at the beginning of the year, that wouldn't be the end of the world.
Not at all. Not at all. And frankly, and I said this in January, that if the Fed has its way, we're going to have an extended period of time where stocks underperform. And we go in a plodding, sometimes just dull and boring way to a stock market that better reflects the underlying economic fundamentals. The Fed doesn't want to crash. They know at the same time, however, that they've played about all the cards they can to build these asset bubbles again after 2008 and hope that some of that trickles down to the economy. Now they've got to try and go the other direction, bring a little bit of sobriety back into things, so they think, and underline those words, so they think, without going so far as to blow things up. And that's going to be a tall order because, as I've said numerous times lately, I think the Fed, especially if they are going to embark on this rate hike campaign now, after all the damage that even the expectations of that have caused, they are tilting in a direction of causing a much bigger decline than I think they want.
No, Chris, we look at what happened this year in the conventional markets, and from the start of the year, we moved up, say, about 4%. And then we had that 12% retracement, and then about a month and a half later, we popped right back up. When you look at that, there's less volatility there than there is in a lot of the other international markets. So maybe is the Fed is doing something right, or maybe the Fed has more power than these other central banks to keep volatility somewhat under control.
I don't know it's as much that, Corey, as it is the fact that the Fed has enabled investors, hedge funds, portfolio managers to themselves have a lot of influence. And the majority of the time, those people all behave as their creator does. I mean, I've many times used the analogy of, you know, the Fed is the Dr. Frankenstein figure, and they've created all these Frankenstein monsters, and usually the monsters behave themselves by supporting the markets. So I think that it's really the markets themselves to a great extent that have done some of the Fed's job for it. And again, don't forget the fact that two-thirds, roughly, of all the transactions on this planet are settled in U.S. dollars. U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency still, despite what some of these goofs out there are trying to, you know, scare you over, folks. The U.S. dollar markets are the largest and deepest in the world, and they are the path of least resistance for portfolio managers across the globe. It won't always be that way. That will change. The day will come when it does. But that's the present reality. And that's why, in relative terms, more often than not, the U.S. markets are less volatile and do hold up better than the rest.
Well, I think people just need to read both sides of the story and take a little bit more of an open mind to some of the other side of the story. Chris, thanks for your time. We are out of time. Everybody stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, Al and myself are joined by a regular guest, Richard Doc Postma, and also a longtime commenter on our site and someone who we have had on the website before, Laurent Patrick Gallet. Guys, thanks for joining us. This whole conversation is coming from a point that LPG sent us through email and commented on the blog, talking about focusing on oil and the timing of when this commodity could bottom. Obviously, in 2016, we are thinking that it will bottom. But, Laurent Patrick, you have some comments that actually fit into some of Doc's technicals that we will get to, but revolve around sanctions on Iran and when they might be lifted next year. Can you take us through a little history on why you think this will be significant?
Sure. Thanks for having me, first of all. When it comes to oil, I think that everybody knows that Iran has a lot of oil sitting offshore, a few dozens of millions of barrels that apparently are sitting offshore, and that this oil will be sold into the market once the sanctions are lifted. So the way people are thinking is the following, that, well, when sanctions are lifted, this oil will hit the market and this will depress the oil market further, and that's why the oil market has further to go. I think it's actually rather intuitive to think this way, but I think that actually the market will play it exactly the other way, and for the reason that everybody's probably positioned for that in terms of being short oil in order to wait for that scenario to play out, and when most players will be extremely short in order for that scenario to play out, I think the scenario will just not play out because there will not be enough people to short anymore, and actually this will be when the bottom in oil occurs. I mentioned to you off mic that if you look historically, I think it was during Desert Storm 2, the Desert Storm 2 operation in 2003, when coalition forces went after Saddam Hussein and Iraqi government, you had a run-up in oil prices in the preparation of the military action. But once the military part, the attacks came, oil stopped rising and actually started to move down. So here again, it was something very counterintuitive because you could have said, okay, you know what, when the conflict erupts, then oil will go to the roof. But it didn't happen. And again, it's just about the fact that markets are a discount mechanism. People position themselves ahead of time when they have the opportunity, and here when it comes to sanction on Iran, they had ample opportunity to do so, and therefore most of them will be positioned in the same way when the sanctions are lifted, which is short oil, and that's why I really think that the market will do one of his best trick, which is say, you know what, I'm not going down anymore, and this is where oil will find the bottom. That's why I mentioned on Threads on the Report website that I think that when the sanctions are lifted, actually around that time, this is when oil will find its bottom. when it comes to timing. I read recently in both in the Wall Street Journal and in Forbes that according to some U.S. officials, the sanctions could be lifted as early as January. These were the words of those two articles. And this is something that just keep in mind in terms of timing. Where oil is going to be trading at that time, I've got no idea. But again, in terms of timing, I think that the bottom itself will be found around the day where the sanctions are lifted. And interestingly, Richard has very interesting views when it comes to the technicals of oil.
Markets are forward-looking, and we've talked about that many times. So because there has been such a warning and these sanctions on Iran have been in the news, you would think that traders are ahead of the curve right now. And by your comments, who's going to be left to short when these sanctions actually are lifted? Because everybody, at least trader-wise, should already be short. That being said, Doc, let's bring you in here with some of your technicals, because I know you ignore a lot of this noise that goes on outside of the charts. What are your charts telling you for oil?
Well, it was interesting because LPG and I were conversing about this, and then he said, and he told me his theory on the sanctions being lifted, that in all likelihood, oil might make a move higher. And then we were talking about it, and he decided to try to find out when those sanctions are supposed to be lifted, and he mentioned January. And I looked at my weekly charts, and it looks like, based on those, that a bottom is scheduled for mid-January to the end of January, right in that time frame, which I found to be kind of fascinating. Now, if in fact they don't lift sanctions, it's possible that the final bottom could be in May or June. But all I'm saying is right now that we are going to get a bottom, whether it's short-term or the final bottom, right around the mid-January to end of January, which I found fascinating.
The correlation is very, very intriguing to me also, but then again, the correlation on many of your statements that are based on technicals I find to be absolutely amazing, and that's why I'm trying to play catch-up in terms of my education in that very valuable area. Having said that, I'm not hearing either one of you give any order of magnitude, for lack of better terms. Anybody want to take a stab at that one?
After we talked about it, LPG asked me, well, at what do you think the price level will be by then? And the best I can do is I felt we could be in the low 30s, anywhere from 31 to 33 or 30 to 33, right in that area. Of course, it could be a little bit lower, but it looks through what I'm looking at that best guess is in the low 30s at that point.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, as I said, I don't know where it's going to be, and I have no target personally. What I just know is that oil bottom 2009, last time at $32, I believe. 32 was the level. So obviously, if it reaches that level, it's going to make headlines all over the place. And at that level, you're going to have two things. Either, depending on the timing of it, it's going to bounce, or it might do a fake, which means going a little bit lower. Everybody thinks it's going to go below 30, and it might not go. Things could get, you know, many directions. For me, the way I want to play this is quite simple. I'm going to be very interested in an oil play when oil gets close to $30. So again, it could be 30, 31, 32, could even be 33. I'll see when we are in terms of timing, which week in January we were. And if I start to hear things on TV that sanctions are going to be lifted, let's say 20th of Jan, and if we are at 32 or 33 on oil on the 15th of Jan, I'm not going to try to get too cute. I'm going to deploy some capital at that time. And if we got a further move down, I'll deploy a bit more, which will correspond, let's say, to $28, $29 oil, something like that, which will give me an average cost base corresponding to roughly $30 on oil. And I'll sit there for the next 12 months, and I see. And if oil moves up to 40, 42 bucks, that's 35, 40% right there. Pretty simple. I don't try to get too cute to know where the bottom will be. I just try to get close enough and sit there and have a plan and prepare for the plan, have an alternative if things don't play out, and execute the plan.
Get ahead of this move, because most traders will be getting ahead of this move as well. I want to relate this potentially strong upward move in oil to what might happen with the commodities, specifically gold. LPG, you want to take this first, giving Doc a little bit of time on the tail end?
I just have to say to anybody who has some spare cash, keep your powder dry, because in 2016 you might have both oil and also gold and silver bottoming for the long term, and that's going to provide tremendous opportunities for the metals and for oil themselves in terms of direct exposure, and it's going to provide investors tremendous opportunities for precious metals-related plays and oil-related plays for the next few years, and I'll leave it there.
Lawrence, commentary, I think, is very, very, very interesting in the sense that he puts his money where his mouth is, so he puts a lot of time in on all of this. Do you agree with what he's having to say about commodities in general? I believe you do, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. You've heard me say, even early in 2015, when everybody was talking lows and these things, I was trying to tell folks, you better be patient, because it wasn't going to happen in 2015, but 2016, and most likely for a lot of these commodities, it'll be toward the end of the year. You look at commodities like nickel, they've already are breaking to lows that they're going to head toward their all-time lows. And you got copper that will most likely take out the 2009 low, and that's going to take a little while. But most of the commodities, I feel, will bottom in 2016, and a good percentage of them will be toward the end of the year. And I stick by that. And 2016, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be the low year for a lot of this stuff. And then 2017 will be in a, what I call an equilibration year, where they just bounce around for a while, and then we start to head higher.
Some good long-term calls here, guys. It sounds like 2016 will be an interesting time, first and foremost, when we come out or come into the new year, to see just what kind of this bounce we will get in oil, whether these sanctions are lifted and whether that is the final bottom, or if it is potentially dead cat bounce with the final bottom coming a little bit later in the year, and then, of course, how the rest of the commodities react, because, boy, have we just seen them get beat up, and it is fitting into that 6 to 7 year time frame where we should see the end of this longer-term cycle run for another run-up in the commodities. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.